A financially squeezed community performing arts center on the South Coast has been saved from closure thanks to a new deal with a private concert venue operator. Sterling Venue Ventures runs a chain of clubs and concert venues, including Agoura's Canyon Club. It has a new agreement with the City of Oxnard to operate the Oxnard Performing Arts Center.
What we found out over the course of the past 20 or 30 years, the average person will go and see a certain level of talent. They'll travel up to 30 miles. The Canyon Club, as much as we thought we were a Southern California staple, we realized that the average or 80 or 90% of our customers were coming within 8 miles of our building.
Lance Sterling is with Sterling Venue Ventures. He says the deal makes a lot of business sense. Sterling says taking over management of the half-century-old complex in Oxnard, including its 1,600-seat theater, is a good fit for his company and the community.
We have the Libby Bowl, Oxnard, Agoura Hills, Burbank Starlight Bowl, the Santa Clarita, Beverly Hills, Pasadena. So we went 30 miles apart and got premier venues at 30-mile increments.
It's an apparent solution to the crisis facing the complex, which includes the theater and facilities for smaller-scale events. The City of Oxnard decided the Performing Arts Center had to become self-sufficient. The city had subsidized it, but the City Council cut funding last year as part of efforts to deal with an ongoing city budget crisis. For the last few months, it's been managed by the nonprofit Oxnard Performing Arts Center Corporation.
There's a huge sense of relief. We're excited. Lance has been working with our nonprofit probably since June or July of last year, so we have a really strong partnership. We've been going to meetings at the Agoura Canyon facility and meeting with his team and collaborating on ideas for talent to bring to the theater. So we're on board. We're excited.
Carolyn Mullen is executive director of the Performing Arts Center Corporation. She says the idea is that Sterling will handle the concerts and the nonprofit will manage the meeting rooms.
The city did their agreements with Lance, and Lance in turn has to do an agreement with us. So we're in that process right now, but we're hoping everything gets finalized before March 1st. When he takes over. The goal is that this becomes a sustainable venture, and we believe that it can be.
Mullen is hopeful that more concerts will bring more visibility to the Performing Arts Center. The goal is for more than 50 events the first year and 100 a year in the second.
I think visibility is definitely one part that's going to come out of this partnership. Sterling Venue Ventures has made it perfectly clear that anyone is welcome to come and use the theater for their own functions, and that includes other promoters and concert entrepreneurs. That includes, local organizations who might want to do a graduation or a dance recital. We remain an accessible and open facility for everyone.
Lance Sterling says his company is known for its concert venues and event management, but has also been long active in event space management.
We do all of those events, too. People don't realize that, like Guitar Center has their corporate meetings with us, and Monday through Friday there, we just have multiple rooms to be able to do that. So we already have a sales staff in place with food and beverage and meeting space and rooms and classrooms. My history before I did all this is I ran hotels.
The big goal is to make the facility self-sufficient, but the hope is that this new public-private partnership will include some cultural events and also set the stage for generating revenue to improve the facilities. In addition to the deal with Sterling Venue Ventures, the Oxnard City Council this week approved a recommended rate structure for rental of the facilities to help with efforts to generate needed dollars. Mullen says the bottom line is the Oxnard Performing Arts Center will remain open, and there are already a number of new events on the schedule. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.